The tech industry says it wants to be regulated, but what would that look like? This is Marketplace Tech. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in from Molly Wood. All this week, we've been talking about what it will take to update our laws and regulations to address some of the thorniest issues in tech and society. Today, a tech industry perspective about what that regulation should look like.
A national privacy framework is essential and is long overdue.
Kay Dane Snowden is president and CEO of the Internet Association, a trade group that represents internet companies, including Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Snowden says one area where industry and lawmakers agree is that we need new privacy rules.
We're calling for more transparency. We think meaningful control and choice over your data, the ability to correct your data, to delete your data, and also to port your data. These are things that should be in any national privacy framework.
And the word national there is key. Tech companies don't want to follow dozens of different state laws.
Presently, there is a patchwork of privacy regulations in different states.
Peter Leroux Munoz is with the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, which has been representing the tech industry's policy interests for more than four decades.
And it's also hard for companies to navigate multiple and sometimes conflicting compliance requirements.
One piece of tech regulation the industry doesn't want touched is part of a law signed by President Clinton back in 1996.
This law is truly revolutionary legislation that will bring the future to our doorstep.
That was before Facebook or Google were even companies. And now, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act still shields these tech companies from liability for decisions they make around content. Some want it repealed, arguing it allows for tech companies to censor voices they don't like. Kay Dane Snowden of the Internet Association, which represents those companies, says getting rid of Section 230 would be a step backwards, where platforms either moderate everything or nothing.
So you'll have a curated view from the company about what you can see and do on the internet, or it would be moderate nothing, which means all the scams, all the trolls, all the bad information, all the pornography. And I don't think anyone wants either of those two choices.
Worth noting here, those in favor of repealing 230 say the law could be modified to find a middle ground. Right now, the tech industry is also weighing in on a number of bills addressing competition. One piece of legislation with bipartisan support would prohibit tech companies from favoring their own products. For example, if you buy paper towels or undies on Amazon, it wouldn't be able to promote its house brand, Amazon Essentials, over other brands. Neil Bradley, Chief Policy Officer at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says that goes too far.
The idea that we're going to have government come in and regulate that. If government has that power, then they're going to be regulating what you see on store shelves when you walk into a grocery store or a retail store.
Bradley says America's existing antitrust laws are enough to support fair competition in the tech sector. No matter what comes out of Washington, we do know what's going into the nation's capital. The tech industry is spending tens of millions of dollars lobbying to help shape what new tech regulation will end up looking like. And now for some related links. Check out our week of coverage on tech regulation. It's all on marketplacetech.org. And thanks to the especially hard work of producers Stephanie Hughes and Sasha Fernandez and senior producer Jody Becker on this series. Jesus Alvarado also produces our show, and Becca Weinman is our engineer. While we were digging in on tech regulation this week, there was other big news here in Washington. The bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the House and is now just waiting on the president's signature to become law. One provision in the soon-to-be law will provide $65 billion to expand broadband infrastructure, bringing high-speed internet to more people. CBS News has a piece looking at what it's going to take to get those funds out the door. We'll have a link to it on our website as well. And as much as lawmakers love to hate on big tech, they also love to use it. Bloomberg ran a piece this week about why it's so hard for officials to get off Facebook, even as they criticize the platform. One reason? It's where a lot of the voters are. And speaking of Facebook/Meta, the New York Times and others covered news this week. The company plans to eliminate tools that allow advertisers to target people with promotions based on how they interact with content, quote, related to health, race and ethnicity, political affiliation, religion, sexual orientation, and thousands of other topics. And it just so happens that news came out the same day a bipartisan group of House lawmakers introduced a bill, first reported by Axios, that would require platforms to let users opt out of having algorithms pick the content that shows up in their feeds. It's called the Filter Bubble Transparency Act. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.